Welcome to Follow Fox, a journey through nature's wisdom. I'm your host, Fox. I thought that this would be a good time of year to delve back into the wonderful world of mushrooms. I avoid mycology for the most part, but I feel safe talking about the easily identifiable and fairly delicious morel mushroom. Morels, or Morchella, are a genus of sac fungi. Sac fungi make up the largest phylum of fungi, with over 64,000 species. Morels can typically be found growing under deciduous trees through April and May. They start popping up during warmer, wet nights, so the season does vary. Morel season becomes a sort of treasure hunt for foragers, as the mushrooms are fairly rare. They are finicky about soil temperature and moisture, so finding a cluster of them is like striking gold. There are a few edible varieties of morel, and one poisonous morel look-alike. Morel caps are distinctly ridged and pitted, like honeycombs. The oblong cap is attached to a thick stem growing from the soil. If you've found a morel, don't pull it from the ground. Instead, pinch or cut it so that the base of the stem remains in the soil. If you have any doubts that you found a morel, cut it open. True morels are hollow inside. Remember to only take what you need, never take the first or last, and give other foragers a chance to find these rare mushrooms for themselves. People typically sauté or pan-fry morels. They're good in pasta dishes, stews, salads, and even savory puff pastries. Their flavor is described as earthy and nutty with a meaty texture. Morels can give you a robust amount of vitamin D, with 27% of your daily value of vitamin D per cup of morel. Vitamin D is reported to improve bone health, improve weight control, enhance brain function, and increase immune function. If you don't like mushrooms but want the benefits associated with morels, there are morel mushroom powders on the market, although that may be less appealing than just making the mushroom in a nice risotto dish. The Morel Mushroom Feud by Shelley Jellybean. You ever been on a shroom hunt? Gosh, it's loads of fun, a sight to behold. Late April clear to the middle of May, that there's when sneakin' can't be controlled. Them there hill people go right out to their shroom patch, the one they found years before. It ain't their patch of ground, but they dang sure claim they only kin can explore. Now, you done heard them Hatfields and McCoys, that feud went on forever, they all say. But people around here tell about them Belknaps and Larches feud, done lasted from 1985 to this day. Well, now it done start on an early spring morning. Them Belknaps done got up to hunt for morels. Now, if and you folk ain't ever seen morel shrooms, they be looking like little Christmas trees or bells. Them shrooms is prized highly by fancy cooks. They cost an arm and a leg, but hill folk get 'em free. Back to them Belknaps, whose whole brood was busy gathering sacks and getting 'em from some morel tree. It ain't hard to find morels if and you know where to look for 'em. Old apple orchards is a good place. Some deep in them there woods under leaves, just hiding from all, with their dresses of lace. Them Belknaps done got to the morel shroom spot, but guess what they seen, or maybe they ain't see. Dug up holes everywhere, not a morel to be seen, them Belknaps done started screaming like a banshee. Big John shouted, it's one of them there larches, with a full sack. Let's teach 'em about staying out our morel patch. The chase was on, them Belknaps running after them larches, shrooms flying everywhere, not one larch did they catch. They ain't much more to tell, weren't nobody kilt. Lots of muddy shoes, but no bump nor frazzled hair. Now till this day, that Belknaps brood and them dang larches ain't never seen together, not in town nor nowhere. I ain't never told you how delicious they is, you just soak 'em. Flour 'em and fry 'em up in a cast iron pan with butter. Truth be told, them fried up buttery shrooms can't be outdid, nowhere, heaven or green earth, they got a taste like no other. I reckon I ought to leave you there with some sort of lesson. Bein's I done keep you reading this old poem for so long a spell. Near about everybody got some kind of morals, but them, with a hidden moral shroom patch, don't never tell. If you go hunting for morals, you have to be careful sometimes. People get very protective of these treasures from the earth. Some people even make their livelihoods off of morels. I am of the opinion that foraging spoils should be shared, and most people agree with me, except for when it comes to morels. In fact, by the time you realize it's morel season, they may already be harvested by more militant foragers. Morcella was typified in 1794 by Christian Hendrik Persoon. They were later studied by Julius Vincens von Krumholtz in 1834 and Emilia Boudouet in 1897. The taxonomic history of fungi is confusing at best, as species of mushrooms often fail to follow their own standards. If you would like to hear more episodes of Follow Fox, you can find them at podpage.com/followfox, which is all one word. Please consider finding the support links on Podpage. I'm also on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. If you have any questions or topic requests, or if you would like to request a transcript of this or any episode, you can email me at followfoxcast@gmail.com. That's all one word as well. The Follow Fox logo is by V. Wegman. This episode's artwork is by Shannon Eustace. You can find more of her art on Instagram at shannon.eustace. That's shannon.eustace. I release new episodes every first and third Wednesday of the month, so my next episode will be on May 15th. You've been listening to Follow Fox. I'm Fox. Thanks for following.